February of last year, I had an accident.
But you go away. Get home what we wouldn't pray.
And a few days later, I received a letter of endowment from Dongo Church. And several of the brothers and sisters signed and mailed me a card to wish me well. And they constantly pray for me so that I may be healed quickly.
And
by the grace of God, I was healed very quickly. And I was once again able to come here to worship God among you. And thank the grace of God and also your prayers. Last night I arrived here in Los Angeles by the wonderful grace of God. And I will stay here in the United States for about 2 month period to worship God among you. And I will also go to Canada and Great Britain and in some other European countries to work for God there. And I will once again return here by October. But there will be a board members meeting for the International Assembly here in October. And I shall return to Taiwan after the meeting. Hope that during my stay here, I may offer words of encouragement so that we may be benefit mutually. And the topic for tonight's sermon is faith, love, and hope. Please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. Verse 3, we continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor promoted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And this verse refers to the love, hope, and faith of the church in Thessalonians. And in the past, I often receive my inspiration from my prayers as to what topic I should preach in the sermon. And after the accident last February, I changed the procedure of preparing the sermon. That is to focus on one book at a time from the Bible and study the entire book. And from the accident until now, I've studied three books in the Bible completely. And the first is the 1 Thessalonians. And the second is the 2 Thessalonians. And the third is the book of Romans. And there was a book written from the book of Romans. And this book is a teaching material for the seminar. From the 1 and 2 Thessalonians, There was teaching materials written for your teaching purposes.
我计划失败，比我等以后，特别将他们的简书、好书来销售去。
And I plan upon my return to Taiwan to write a book from the text here in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
这摆离美国这段时间，我想要跟恁做查库，贴出那个简书跟好书。
And in my stay here, I wish to study with you the passage written here in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
我也是对每一章内面提出最贵主题，阿恁跟恁做查库圣经。
And I will choose a few topics from each book to study with you.
咱多少看这贴上简书一章三十跟恁讲。
As we have read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3,
贴上人家叫有信心。
And the church in Thessalonica has faith.
啊，因有信心，所以这个表现。
And from their faith, there is action.
或者讲有爱心。
And also they have love.
啊，因爱心，所以有爱心的因果，有这个劳苦。
And they had to suffer for the sake of love.
或者是讲因有盼望，主要说多，所以有这个忍耐的表现。
And also they have hope so that they can endure.
贴到人家教的是保罗所建立的。
And the church in Thessalonica was established by Paul.
伊建立这贴到人家教的时间，大概是主后五十年。
And this was about 50 years after the death of Christ.
咱对贴到人家简书看得出保罗，对苏人杂志看得出，苏人杂志就苏路先书记长。
From Acts chapter 17, we can see.
保罗在贴到人家这个所在工作，大概超4星期。
And Paul stayed here in the Thessalonian church for about 4 weeks.
虽然这个时间真短。
Even though this is a very short period of time.
贴到人家教会信心进步真紧。
But the members there had their faith improved very quickly.
因为信用上有真好的表现。
And they have very good deeds in their faith.
后来因为保罗在贴到人家这所受迫害。
And later Paul was persecuted here in the church of Thessalonian church. And therefore he went to another place. And he also established church there. And he was also persecuted there. And later he went to Athens. And to Corinth. And while he was in Athens, he received some news.
保罗离开贴撒罗尼迦以后， 跟那个教会个继续受迫害。
And he received news that the church in the Thessalonian church continued to be persecuted after Paul left.
担忧，贴上人家教会，跟那时间真短，啊受迫害，恐惊心会动摇。
And Paul was afraid that the members there might lose their faith due to persecutions.
所以就差派提摩太来贴上人家这个所在。
So he sent Timothy to come to the Thessalonian church.
看因信仰是安怎。
To see the level of their faith.
啊，伫提摩太来到贴人家时阵，
and when Timothy arrived in the church of Thessalonian,
保罗已经离亚典到过林多，
and Paul is already on the way to Corinth.
啊，伫过林多建立教会，
and to establish church in Corinth.
所以后来提摩太就等下过林多向保罗报告伊所看的情形。
And later, Timothy also came to Corinth to report to Paul what he had seen in Thessalonians.
听到提摩太报告， 真受安慰。
And after he heard the report of Timothy, he was very comforted.
再讲，听到个教会信心真好。
He realized the good faith of the members in the church of Thessalonians.
虽然受迫害，信心无动摇。
And they steadfast in their faith throughout the persecution.
所以就写回给听到个教会。
And so he wrote a letter to them.
表示伊所受的这安慰。
And to express the comfort that he had received.
啊，而且作过在一挂边的话。
And also to encourage them.
这个是保罗写给那个简书的动机。
And this is the motive for Paul to write a letter to the Thessalonian church.
表示对神的感谢。
And to give thanks to God.
所受的安慰。
For the comfort that he received.
他是说过在一挂教会的话来帮助人的信心。
And also to encourage them to strengthen their faith.
咱多少讲，这段先跟咱讲。
And the verse we just read it tells us.
贴上人家教会弟兄上好表现的头一项。
And the first good point of the Thessalonian church is.
因有好的信心。
That they have very good faith.
啊，这信心是安怎表现出来
？And how do they show their faith?
啊，头一样就是讲，因领受神的话。
And here says that they receive the words of God.
咱来看帖撒罗尼迦前书二章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 2.
十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
前书二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted not as the word of man, but as actually is the word of God, which is the work in you who believe. Here Paul says that he thanked God.
因为帖撒罗尼迦教会的姊妹听到保罗所传的道理，就领受。
For after they've heard the words of God, they accepted.
讲无抓住是人的道，抓住是神的道来领受。
And they accepted not as the word of man, but as the words of God.
表示讲因对保罗所传道理有信心。
And this shows their faith for the gospel preached by Paul.
相信这个是神的道，不是人的道。
And they believe that this is the words of God.
一个人伫要信耶稣。
And before a person believes in Christ,
爱大声了解。
You must realize.
伊若无了解，咱袂当接受。
Without this realization, he cannot accept.
啊，你了解大声查考。
And in order to realize, he must study.
就是听道理。
That is from
圣经。
From the gospel and from reading the Bibles.
经过一个查考。
And after this period of research.
啊，对道理有了解。
And to understand the word of God,
啊，来生的信心。
And then may develop this faith.
假使那是无查考，就袂当了解。
And without research, one may not be able to understand.
安尼就袂当生的信心。
And then there will be no faith.
咱今嘛来看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to the Acts chapter 17.
十一章看到十二章。
Acts chapter 17, verse 11 through 12.
十一。
Okay, chapter 17, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11. Now the brethren were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul had said was true. Verse 12. Many of the Jews believed and did so, and also did a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men.And here at the place called Berenice,
Berenice 这个所在的人，甘心念这道，大日查过圣经，每当这道是对也对。
And they study the words of God every day to see if what Paul had said was true.
啊，查过结果，咱这道是对，所以就真侪人相信。
And many believe when they found out that the word is true.
这是代表大部分的人信仰所的过程。
And this is the procedure for many people to believe in Christ.
大声查考，这都是对也唔对。
And that is to first to study whether this truth is actually true or not.
是唔是有神的价值
？Whether this the word of God has any value.
啊，查考了，查公这都是对。
And they realize that the word is true.
对这都产生出信心。
And they produce faith from the knowledge.
啊，就接受。
And then they will accept.
这一般人信仰所的证明。
And this is the normal procedure of people accepting Christ.
了解参信心有密切的关系。
And there's a close relationship between faith and realization of the truth.
大声了解，啊，才显得信心。
One must first develop this faith in order. One must first develop knowledge in order to accept.
啊，已经信耶稣以后，还阁继续查过圣经。
And after we believe in Christ, one must continue to study.
因为咱查过圣经，咱才对你对来相信。
And when we study the words of God, we may increase our faith.
那时候了解道理是真初步问题。
And to accept the basic doctrine is a very basic thing.
咱知有神。
We realize the existence of God.
咱知万物是神所做的。
We know that everything is created by God.
咱知耶稣救主。
We know that Jesus is the Savior.
咱知耶稣对死过复活。
We know that Jesus raised from the dead.
啊，咱知信耶稣必定将来因为福气。
We know that we will receive eternal grace. And this is the basic doctrine. And after we understand these, after we build our faith upon
this,
and then we can believe in Christ. And after believing in Christ, There are much more things that we must realize.
There are
many gospels in the Bible. In order to understand the truth in the Bible, we must study the Bible much more. In our service, we come here to worship God.
We
also come here to study the scriptures.
So that
our faith may improve.
So that we,
our relationship between God may be improved.
And
to receive the grace of God. And while I was in the hospital, I thought about many different things. Why do I have to go through this auto accident? Why did God not protect me? And there were many instances which when the brother and sister encountered accident and God protected them. And why did God not protect me?
不是神没当家保护.
This is not that God cannot protect me.
也不是神没家保护.
And it is also not that God do not want to protect me.
圣经跟人讲,
the Bible tells us
凡事神的后记.
There is the good will of God in everything that we do.
所以我开始想是怎样怎样做这些事情.
So I began to think, why do I have to go through this?
结果给我很多学习.
And I learned much from this.
经过这样的学习.
And through this learning,
给我对主的记忆给一些了解.
I may be able to understand the will of God much better.
And
to be closer to God.
所以我很感谢.
So I thank God.
然后我就跟这边比较看.
And many people came to visit me.
有的人门都靠.
And some of them, as they enter the door, they begin to cry.
他一直靠我的手.
And while they were crying, I was laughing.
我说拍摄这个民众不要把他赶出去.
And I was rather embarrassed, so I turned against the wall and wiped away my tears.
因为我真感谢.
So I was very thankful.
是你看过.
The guidance of God.
既然受伤都没事.
Even though I was hurt, I did not lose my life.
我留我一个生命.
And God protected my life.
生命是最宝贵的.
Life is most precious.
因为是你看过.
Because of the guidance of God.
所以留我一条生命.
He allowed me to keep my life and to be able to work for the church. And this is the grace of God. And even though I was ill, I was healed very rapidly. And after I was discharged from the hospital, and there was a minister from Japan by the name of Monoshimo, he came to Taiwan to visit. And two youth came with him. And those two youth were high school students, and they did not believe for long. And as I was discussing what happened throughout my accident, I was laughing and smiling. And and this minister said to those two youth that even though he was hurt, he was still able to laugh. For I feel the abounding grace of God, so I feel joyous from the deep of my heart. And this is not the laugh of laugh from sorrow. And if it is the laugh of sorrow, then it may be seen readily. And from the bottom of my heart, I feel joy, so I may be able to smile and laugh. And this is the spiritual joy. And the peace of mind. And even though we are injured physically, by the grace of God, we may have joy in our heart. And for a non-believer, it may be hard to understand. After believing in Christ, we may be able to know that this is the grace of God.
So we
therefore, after believing in Christ, we must continue to study the truth so that our faith may increase. And there's another manifestation of their faith.
挖苦心。
That is to rely upon God.
将生命交托神。
And to rely upon the power of God.
这也是信心的表现。
And this is the manifestation of their faith.
咱看帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
First Thessalonians chapter
3. 第三章即嘛对第四节看到第七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 4 through 7.
第四章起到第七章四五六七啊。
Chapter 3, verse 4 through verse 7. Verse 4, in fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you will know. Verse 5, for this reason, I could stand it no longer. I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the temper might have tempted you, and your effort might have been useless. Verse 6.But Timothy had just come to us from you, and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us, and that you long to see us just as we also long to see you. Verse 7. Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution, you were encouraged about you because of your faith. Here Paul said to the Thessalonian church, that I have already told you that you will be persecuted, and to be persecuted by others. And this actually happened. So he sent Timothy to them to see what happened to them. For it has only been 4 weeks since the church was first established. The period was rather short. And their faith might not have been deep-rooted yet. And Timothy returned with the good news. Saying that they have good faith and love. And because of this, Paul was comforted.And the manifestation of their faith is that they were able to rely upon God. Give their life to God. And they did not forsake the gospel because of persecution. Rather, they were able to show their good faith during persecution. And life is most precious.
参生命的亏看得不重要
，and they disregard their life to follow the truth.
这是真正信仰的表现
，and this is a true manifestation of their faith.
在但以理书第三章记载
，in Daniel chapter 3, it records,
巴比伦国尼布甲的撒王做金毛熊
，and King Nebuchadnezzar of the kingdom of Babylon, he built a great image.And he wanted the entire nation to worship this great image. The three friends of Daniel, they refused to worship. And all those who disobey the king will be thrown into the furnace. And the three friends of Daniel, they were very courageous.
He said,
They said that I will not worship the idol of the king. Our God will save us. If our God do not save us, I still will not worship the image. And they said that even if God do not save us, I still will not worship the golden image. They show that they have relied their life upon God. They believe that their life is in the hands of God. And not in the hand of the king. If God wants me to live, even though the furnace is very hot, I will still live on. If God wants me to live until today, and I have hope for the salvation,And it is okay if I die. And human life, long or short, is the same thing. And the length of our life is not important. Rather, what is important is that what we will go at the moment of our death.
搞到死嘅新國天堂,
if we can go to heavenly kingdom upon our death,
四日加地嘛,沒關係,
then it would be fine if our life is short.
搞到死嘅新國天堂,
if after our death we cannot go to heaven,
但是,哇,真的會修,
and even though we live a good life, it will still pass very quickly.
因为你对这个法,
For they had hoped for salvation. So they did not look at life as something very important. And as a result, God protected them.
Even
though the furnace is very hot, but none of them were hurt.
And
they had this kind of faith
that
God will help me.
So I was going to the big high, Sinjin Botongyao.
Even though I receive persecution, I still will not lose my faith. If God wants me to live until today, and I was killed by the persecutors, and I was able to be saved, and it would be okay. And the Bible prophesied that those who believe in Christ will be persecuted. And the entire world will be persecuted. And this is prophesied in Psalm chapter 2. And also in Revelation chapter 20. This prophecy will one day come true. But if we have good faith, and when the persecution comes, and we will be able to keep the faith, and to rely upon God. And another manifestation of our faith is to abide by the command of the leaders. The preachers and ministers, they are the servants of God. And they speak for God. And to follow the leadership of the ministers is like listening to the words of God. Even though the ministers must be true, and if the leadership is right, and proclaim the words of God, and the members must listen. And this is the one of the manifestations of faith. If the members do not listen to the leader, the church will not progress. But they do not have faith in the minister. Therefore, God will not bless them. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, and in fact, you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more.
Here
it says that the members in the Thessalonian church, they follow our teachings. And they know what to do to please God. And to be encouraged for what you have done. It shows that they listen to the words of God and they do according to the words of God. And they follow the leadership. And this shows their faith. And if we have faith in God, rely upon Him, and to follow His teachings. But if we do not have faith, and we do not rely upon God, and we do not follow the word of God, and we do not have faith toward God. So Paul said to them, because of the work of your faith, to show that their faith is living. It's not the faith by words alone. As a person accept the words of God, you must first receive the words of God. And after studying the truth, realizing the words of God.
Yep. 相信你記得,
and realized the value of the truth of God.
他的接受,
and then he accepted.
必须的信心,
and this is to realize the truth of God.
这是初步,
and this is only the initial step.
听你这些初步这些阶段,
we must not stop at this initial stage.
不但必须的信心,
and not only this,
我对神的话发生信心,
we must have faith toward the words of God.
挖苦,
and to rely upon God.
看什么,
and to give our life to God.
还够听讲,
and to listen to God.
将神的话行李生活上,
and to perform the words of God in our daily life.
这是真正信心,
and then this is true faith.
看不到该告诉我的信心,
and the faith of the Church of Thessalonians.
第三讲,以你爱心所写的如何,
and from the suffering of the love.
无爱心爱心如何,
and in order to show our love, we must suffer.
比不听讲,
as like the love of the
parents.
The parents suffer for the sake of their children. And the more the parents care about the children, the more they must suffer. As a person believing in Christ, our love, we must show our love to God and to others. And Jesus loves us. He must suffer for us. To be crucified on the cross for us. And to accept the deepest agony. And to give up his life. And Jesus, for the sake of loving us, he must suffer. In the Thessalonian church, their faith. Their faith toward God. Their faith toward members of believers. So they had to suffer for the sake of love. And this is true love. And without paying a price, without suffering for love, this is not true love. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. For you, brothers, become imitators of God's church in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffer from your own countrymen the same things these churches suffer from the Jews.
It
says that they had to suffer for the sake of their own countrymen. And for the sake of loving God, they had to suffer. And the church is the body of Christ. And for the sake of faith, to be persecuted. That is to show our love toward God. And Paul was on the way to persecute those believers. But Jesus said unto him, why do you persecute me? But Paul answered, who are you? And Jesus answered that, I am the Jesus whom you persecute. Paul persecuted those who believe in Christ. But Jesus said that, I am the one you have been persecuting. For the church is the body of Christ. Therefore, persecuting members of the church is the same as persecuting Christ. And to be persecuted for the sake of faith is to show our love toward God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regards to Christ's affections for the sake of his body, which is the church. Here Paul says that he suffered for the sake of Christ. And the pain that Jesus suffered when he was nailed on the cross, that was accomplished in one task. And Jesus was not nailed on the cross a second time. Why did it say that to continue to feel, to satisfy the affections of Christ? For the church is the body of Christ. And the church will continue to exist on earth. Therefore, to suffer for the sake of the gospel is to suffice the emptiness of the believers. And the death on the cross is accomplished. But the church will continue on the earth. And to continue to receive persecution. Therefore, the Christians in every generation will have to suffer for the sake of their faith. That is to show their affection for Christ. That is to show their love for Christ. And to suffer for Christ. That is the true love. Thessalonian church have this kind of love. And they were able to suffer for the sake of Christ. And they also had the heart of loving one another. The Bible tells us, if we cannot love the brothers and sisters we can see, and then how can we love the God we cannot see? God is not visible. But brothers and sisters are. Therefore, if we cannot love the brothers and sisters, then we cannot love God. Therefore, a person who truly loves God will also love the brothers and sisters that they see. And if we want to love others, we must suffer. We must sacrifice. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. Now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourself have been taught by God to love each other. Verse 10. And in fact, you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers, to do so more and more. Here Paul said to them, you already know the truth regarding brotherly love. And your love for all the brothers and Macedonians I have seen. And on the second missionary journey of Paul, and Paul established three churches in Macedonia. And the first is a church in Philippians. And the second is the Thessalonian church. And the third is the church in Berians. And here shows the love of the brothers and sisters toward the church in Macedonia. Not only they are able to love one another, and they were able to love those in church, in the European church, and those in the church in Berean. So the Thessalonian church can take care of all three churches in Macedonia. And this is by their faith and love. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第一章.
Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 through verse 4. Chapter 8, verse 1. Chapter 8, verse 1 through verse 4. Verse 1. And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian church. Verse 2. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. Verse 3. For I testify that they gave us as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. Verse 4. And they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing the service to the saints. It shows the love of the Macedonian church. And this includes the Philippine church, the Thessalonian church, and the Berean church. And the brothers and sisters in all these three churches were full of love, even though they were persecuted. And they live a rather poverty, life of poverty. But they still give help to those others very generously. And that is to help the brothers and sisters in the Church of Jerusalem. At that time, the church in Jerusalem, they were very poor. And Paul sent this news to the Macedonian church. Even though they were of different race, they were one in Christ. Even though they live a very poor life, but they still try their best to help the church in Jerusalem.
So 爱心的表示是说，虽然家里困难，嘛也可以替代别人困难，去帮助耶稣呀。
So in order to show our love, we must love others even though we are poor.
不爱心的人,
and those who do not have love,
有能力嘛不会帮助人。
Even though he have the ability, he still will not help.
但有爱心的人,
but those who have love,
伊虽然家里真困难,
even though he himself is poor,
伊可以贴贴动静帮他困难。
But he still have sympathy for others.
在困难中能够帮助别人。
And in tribulation, they were still able to help others. And this kind of love is the true love. And they suffer for the sake of others. And the Thessalonian church, they have this kind of deeds. So Paul said that you suffer for the sake of love. And were persecuted for the sake of loving God. And were able to help others when they were poor themselves. And they also hope for the coming of Christ. And what do they hope for?
That's
to hope for the coming of Christ to receive them into the heavenly kingdom. So that they may be saved in the last day. And the Bible tells us that we shall be received up into the heavenly kingdom. And this is our hope. And we may receive salvation. And if we do not have hope, we will not be saved. And for the sake of the hope, and they must endure. They must endure all tribulations and persecutions. A person with hope must show this kind of faith. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, chapter 4, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17, after that, we are still alive and are left, will be caught up with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Here it says that when Jesus comes again, and the archangel will give command, and those who were dead in Christ will rise again. And those who are still alive will be transformed and do not have to go through death. And when Jesus comes, we will be received into the heavenly kingdom. And when a person believes in God is deceived, even though their body is buried in the ground, but their spirit is in heaven. For Jesus said unto the thief that had repented, today you shall be with me in paradise. If a person believes in Christ after he died, he will be received into the heaven. And when Jesus comes again, and those who are dead will rise again, and transform into the spiritual body. And those who are still alive will not have to go through death. And they will be transformed into their spiritual body.
And
be received into heaven. And this is their hope. This is also our hope today. And when we are in heaven, we will dwell with God forever. And this is salvation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 8 and verse 10. Verse 8, but since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. Verse 9, for God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. It says that we have a hope. God appointed us to be saved through Christ. For this hope of salvation. For the hope of salvation and eternal life. We must pay the price of endurance. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 verse 24. Romans chapter 8 verse 24 and 25. Verse 24, for in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? 25, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. It says that we are saved by our hope. We hope that Jesus will one day bring us to heaven. And with this hope, we will abide by the words of God. With this hope, we will be able to keep our faith when we encounter persecutions. And at that time, when they had this faith, and if we have doubts as to our salvation, then we do not have the need to keep the words of God. To keep the words of God, we must sacrifice. If we do not keep the words of God, we may be benefited. And human beings, they often emphasize the physical enjoyment. But if we have the hope of salvation, and we are willing to sacrifice for the sake of faith, one day we will be saved. What we hope for is that we cannot see. And hope is the reality of the future. And that which we have already seen is not hope. And we must have the endurance and patience to wait for our hope, the hope to come true.
也在做生意人，为着赚较侪钱或修行赚较侪钱，伊都爱单好，都爱吃一寡苦。
And for a businessman, for example, in order to gain large profit, you must wait patiently for the right time.
学生咧读册，为着较好的成绩，为着较好的前途，伊嘛都爱吃苦。
The student in school, he must suffer for the sake of a good future.
人咧活是为着盼望伫咧活。Human
beings live for their hope.
有的人世间受尽的苦,
some people, they have encountered much tribulation, but they still have the courage. That is, they still have the hope.
今天很苦,
and even though they suffer much,
但是算了,
but they may think that tomorrow will be a better day.
因为算了,
and because they believe that tomorrow will be a better day, that they are willing to
sacrifice.
And because they have this hope,
要行者的勇气,
they will have the courage.
那些细路比那些盼望,
if they do not have the hope,
你给他活得挺痛苦,
and they live a very bad life,
有的人会遭主杀,
some people might commit suicide.
有的人家酒来主播主皮,
some people had to use alcohol to take away their sorrow,
麻醉也心惊,
and to numb their sense. As they do not have a good hope, they have no meaning to live on, and it is very sorrowful for them to continue to live. But if we have this hope, then we will live for this hope. Let's return to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. Chapter 1, verse 3. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor promoted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Here Paul, remember the Thessalonian church. For they have the true faith of the true deeds of faith. And they labor for the sake of love. And they have the endurance to wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ to receive them into heaven. This is the deeds of faith that the members in the Thessalonian church have shown. And may we use this as our mutual encouragement. Pursue at the true faith. And to show our faith. To pursue at the true love. To suffer for Christ for the sake of love. And willing to sacrifice for the sake of others. And to endure for the hope of the last day. If we have this kind of faith, our relationship between God will be closer. We receive more grace from God. We will realize that faith is a very wonderful thing. With the abundance of God on earth, it's like in heaven. When Paul and Silas was in prison, and they lost their freedom physically, but they were able to sing hymns and praise God in prison. And the place which God abides is like heaven. Jesus said to us, the kingdom of God is not here, it's not there, but it is in your heart. With the words of God in our heart. With the life of God in our heart. And with a close relationship with God. Our heart is the kingdom of God. The place that we dwell in is the kingdom of God. If we are in prison for the sake of Christ, that is the kingdom of God also. Heaven kingdom is a very wonderful place. That is not, we do not have to wait till we get there. We can experience this on earth today. We can experience the wonderful grace and feel the heavenly kingdom here on earth. If we cannot feel and experience heavenly kingdom here on earth, then we cannot feel it in heaven. So we not only hope after for the eternal heavenly kingdom. We must live in the kingdom of God today. And this is true faith. And this is what we must pursue after.